to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
I think we're live. At least I made it into the studio. That was questionable.
Yeah, it was. What was that, buddy?
Circuit pathway error. Error. Random stuck in neutral with differential loop error. Please wait. Reboots do not help. Accessing database.
There you go, buddy.
You go, Betty. You go.
Sometimes you just need to access the database when things are in a stickle position.
God, isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. What a friggin' day. Jesus Christ. Hey, everyone. It's Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable Cheyenne the radio host, Betty. And you know what? My bed host says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 54, Car 54, Stuck in Neutral, for Monday, August 15, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa, for those Tampanites?
thank you, Betty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, right? It's time for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. It was fucking hot out this afternoon, especially when your car is broken. It's currently 89 degrees. Yeah, right, exactly. It's currently 89 degrees and mostly cloudy with a light wind. Humidity is at 59% with a heat index of 97 degrees. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 78. Tuesday will be partly sunny. With a high near 91, heat index values as high as 101 degrees with a 50% chance of afternoon storms. At night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 77 and a 30% chance of storms before 8 in the evening. And then on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 91. Again, a heat index as high as 101 degrees. 60% chance of afternoon showers, then becoming mostly cloudy with a low around 76. And a 60% chance of storms before 8 in the evening. And that is your weather for Tampa Bay.
Well, I gotta say, it sounds like Florida's hot, hot, hot. Thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Cheyampa Chicago weather. From Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of this live broadcast, we were at 74 degrees F with light rain. Humidity is at 82% with wind speeds east 14, gusting to 22 miles per hour. Barometer is currently 29.97 inches. Dew point is at a much more comfortable temperature of 68 degrees. Visibility for you pilots, well, it's at 8 miles, so it's okay. Heat index is 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Yay! Tonight, showers likely, probably turning to freezing crystal snow, mainly before 4 a.m. at that heat index.
Wait, what? Wait, 71. Snow? What the hell's going on?
No, I'm just trying to ad lib it because I somehow got 8-10 degrees as the heat index.
Ah, I see. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. That's really a wind chill, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, you know what? Something happened and the heat index went away and I forgot to change it. So I copied the other visibility, which actually is now 10 miles. So, folks, tonight, showers are likely mainly before 4 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 71. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch are possible. Tuesday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 80. North to northwest winds around 5 miles per hour will become east-southeast in the afternoon, where chance of precipitation is 30%. Have a weathergasm. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 71. It's kind of chilly. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 84.
Wait, we're only on Wednesday? Wow, you went through a lot of weather for tonight. All right, I'm sorry. Go on. I thought we were at Friday already. We're only at Wednesday. I'm going to have to restart the weather track here.
Anyways, Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 84. And Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy with a low around 71. If these are the constant temperatures all year round in Chicago, it'll be pretty darn nice here. And that's your latest Chicago weather. Hey, are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@shyampa.info or call 813-327-8566 and Betty will take your message. So leave us some juicy details about who you are and we will be in touch. Yes. And hey, folks, we hope you got a chance to catch us at our Saturday night episode 53.5, which I think was called Saturday Night Pizza.
I think so, something like that.
Yes, I know it's not in the script, but I just wanted to make mention of that.
Oh, okay.
But you can find that in our friends at radioforall.net. Just look up the Joe and Anthony Show and it'll pop up. Or you can find us at the blog. It's shyampa.info. That's shyampa.info. Click on the Joe and Anthony Show and you can click the link to listen.
Exactly.
Of course, if you also notice on our main website, Anthony's got a nice shiny new clicky listen link.
Yes.
You click it and it's boom.
Yes, you don't have to go through that stupid pay site anymore. We'll see how long it lasts before they decide to shut us down. But for the most part, although I don't know, we probably don't generate that much ad revenue anyway. So, you know, it's probably not that big of a deal. But you can just go on the landing page. And once you start on the listen page, it will give you the high bandwidth stream. And then you can click on the low bandwidth option if you need to save your gigabytes for mobile usage. Or other types of usage.
Yes.
You know, if you're banking your gigabytes for porn and you don't want to use your gigabytes on us with our
stuff.
Gotta
save those G's.
Gotta save the G's. Somebody's gonna steal your G's, yes. So you better off save them somewhere. Gotta save the G's.
Cheyenne
Pop. Exactly. That's where we are, and I think it's time to hit the database again.
Hitting the database. Speaking of database, though, I think we've got some interesting talking points tonight. Both of them are pretty damn sad, but they need to be talked about, right?
I know. My car broke down. That's one of them.
Yeah.
I got stuck at the gym.
I tried to go to the gym.
I know, right? And I try to go to the gym. I try to do something healthy. I try to do something to relieve my stress. So I leave the gym, and the car's broken.
So now, you were telling me that it's some kind of a linkage control device or
yes.
chain or something.
Yes, it's
like
a
this.
Shift. It's a shift linkage. It's a cable that goes from the gear shift to the transmission to let you select gears. And it apparently broke when I was in neutral.
Two things. First, which is a tech point. I barely hear the background music, so if you could possibly adjust that, that would be great. And then the third thing is, I had all kinds of, and that sounds great, I had all kinds of fantasies about you being kind of like stuck in drive and having the darndest of times getting from point to point without being able to shut the car off or something. I don't know.
Well, I was stuck in drive when the tow truck driver showed up and actually fixed it, or got it kind of fixed. So he kind of jerry-rigged the linkage back on, and it was kind of one of those situations where he's like, you don't want to take this car out of gear, because if you take it out of gear, you ain't going to be going nowhere until you get it to the shop. So just drive it to the shop. And I was kind of like in the parking lot, and I was in a precarious position in the parking lot. And of course, people wanted me to move, but of course, they wouldn't get out of my way for me to move forward. They just assumed I could go in reverse. And it was just a lot of asinine irritation.
Well, did he get you into a position where you could be? Because if you're pulled into the parking space,
no, I was out of the cars at the. I was out of the parking space. I was no longer in the parking space. I was in the parking lot, though. And then some stupid tunta comes up and, you know, decides, because I was kind of on the opposite side, because we kind of rolled my car back. We pushed it back while it was still stuck in neutral. So I was kind of facing the wrong way. So some tunta comes up in her big old, I think it was an Audi or a Volvo, you know, one of her big old, you know, lumbering shopping carts. And she was like just sitting there staring at me, wanting me to back up. And the tow truck driver's even trying to explain to her. He's like, you're going to have to make a concession here, because he's not going in any direction right now. But she was a big old cunt and a big old tunta. And I hate to use the C word sometimes, but she was, because she was just not. She was like, well, put this in my way. And I'm like, what the fuck ever, bitch. So, but she finally moved, and he got me in gear, and we got the car going, and I got it to the shop and dropped it off. So we'll see how many thousands of dollars this is going to cost me.
Oh my God.
Who the hell knows? You know what? When it's a car problem, you never know what the hell you're going to deal with. But yeah. So now enough of my woes, because we've got about 6 minutes to cover two stories, possibly. And I think we want to cover both.
And I'm willing to sacrifice my news if necessary to cover, because these are important talking points.
I know, but we don't want to have to sacrifice your news if we don't have to.
And I appreciate that. So moving right along, we've got something where the DEA denies petition to reschedule cannabis again.
What a surprise. What a surprise. Yes. So, yeah, so they made a decision to continue defining marijuana as a substance that is just as dangerous as heroin.
You know what? That's full of shit.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, you cannot tell me that weed is just as dangerous as heroin. Because if that was the case, I'd be some strung out heroin head out on a gutter now, you know, being homeless, living in my car that only goes in one direction. So the acting DEA administrator, Chuck Rosenberg, wants the cannabis community to know that the DEA's decision to continue labeling marijuana as one of the most harmful substances known to man has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that cannabis has never contributed to the death of a single person. So it's never killed. Nobody has ever died from an overdose of marijuana. However, plenty of people have died from an overdose of heroin or methamphetamine or opioids. Oh, just Vicodin overdoses. How about that? Or, you know, all the other prescription drugs out there that are worse or just as bad as heroin. As it stands,
you know, yes. I saw the funniest meme on Twitter. It said, "The end result of a marijuana overdose is a good night's sleep."
Pretty much. That's what you get. You just get that, or you just wind up sitting in the sofa or in the corner for a couple of hours, being paranoid until it wears out. But other than that, that's pretty much what you get. So then, as it stands, the only hope for less restrictive national marijuana policy is for the DEA and FDA to come to terms on whether cannabis is medicine or for congressional leaders and the president to stop pussyfooting around and pass legislation that liberates the leaf once and for all. And this comes from our lovely High Times that we like to read from time to time again. The news story we got our points off of is called DEA Denies Petitions to Reschedule Cannabis Again. So that is that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, and just to kind of close too with that is I read, I think it was a story in Washington Post that said groups were actually lobbying against marijuana legalization.
Oh, that's not surprising at all.
Yeah.
That's not surprising in the least bit. I mean,
so,
you know.
Yeah.
So why don't you take us away on this next one? Because I need
to. Well, this one's kind of closer to home here for us folks in the Chicago studios. So the past two nights, and especially Saturday night, there were some riots following a fatal police shooting in Milwaukee. And this is a story out of NPR. So basically, riots erupted in Milwaukee's north side late Saturday night. In the same neighborhood, a police officer fatally shot a 23-year-old man earlier in the day.
Wow.
Now, it's unclear if the man shot by the officer had aimed or attempted to fire his weapon at the 23-year-old male officer who stopped him. So these are guys that are like of the same age. That's telling, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So Milwaukee Police Assistant Chief Bill Jessup told reporters, adding that police have yet to interview the officer. Well, I'm sure they have. They're not just going to blab that out to the world, because right now tensions are tight and they're really tense.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but several hours after the deadly shooting, crowds of protesters smashed windows. They torched a squad car, and I heard they torched a bank, and they torched a gas station.
Wow. A bank and a gas station?
So, yeah.
That's pretty scary.
Now, the follow-up to this is that the sheriff of this particular area has also called in for National Guard support.
Really?
And, you know, it's to help coordinate activities with the police.
I think it's more than coordinate. I think it's more aggressive activities with the police, more than mm-hmm. likely. That's my thought about the whole thing.
Yep. So right now, you know, the tensions are pretty tight. And I guess last night there was another shooting that went on, but there weren't any businesses torched or any kind of random acts of violence. But, you know, it's going to be like this. There's going to be these blow-ups now.
Oh, it's going to be a constant
thing.
They're
just going to go
off. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be the civilian riots and unrest, especially with shit like this, it's going to keep going on. And I guess, has there been any kind of copycat type of events in the city as well in Chicago, or is it pretty much state of Milwaukee?
I was listening to the scanner, and I think kind of on the west side, there was a guy with a gun, and there was a bunch of people at some kind of, like, quote-unquote candlelight vigil. So, and here's the thing, though. The police force right now, all the districts are on backlog. So calls are not getting answered.
Yeah, you sent me a message earlier this week or this past weekend about that. So explain that. Fill us in on that. I mean, we're going to go into your news in just a moment here. But let us know what's going on with this whole backlog thing. I mean,
so basically there are so many crimes and things happening and so many reports coming in for this, that, and everything else. There are not enough officers. There are at times possibly one car in a district.
Wow.
Just one car.
Just one. Just one.
Just one.
Car 54, where are you?
Yes. And
stuck
as a matter of fact,
neutral.
Last night, yes, stuck in neutral. And currently there was an incident yesterday in Uptown. Condo building, Clarendon and Montrose, where somebody was carjacked, armed carjacking, and
wow.
police were contacted, but there was no police available.
None available whatsoever.
And nothing available.
Wow.
No.
So what happened? I mean, what happens? What happens when you just like, nothing. All right, my car's gone. Obviously, you make a police report with somebody.
Yeah, that's basically it. And then you call your insurance company and you report it stolen.
Oh, yeah.
And you go about your day.
Yeah, and let me tell
it's
you.
It's really sad, folks.
Let me tell you.
If
that keeps going on, especially like carjackings and shit, if that continues to be an issue, you are going to see your car insurance rates in that city skyrocket.
Well, and I'm going to be interested to see any kind of reports about the festivals in the area, because that is a good determiner of how much of a populace you have in your city, who's attending your festivals.
That's
and
true.
And let me tell you, the festival attendance was relatively light this
really?
Year.
Really? That light, huh? Didn't even yeah. Riot Fest, even that crazy ass thing didn't.
Well, no. Now see, those are different, but these are like the neighborhood fests where okay. The neighborhood people come out.
Oh, all
you
right.
know, Riot Fest that tends to draw in people from the suburbs. All that shit draws people in from the suburbs.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Your metros and your blue lines from O'Hare and that surrounding Rosemont area are just loaded with like suburban white people.
Suburban white people.
Exactly. Coming into the city to enjoy something like a major something. Who
a major
knows?
Something. All right. So let's...
And now for the news.
Move on to some news.
Well, good evening from the Chicago studios. It's my worldwide news with Joel. So, yes, here we go again with some Hooplehead.
Hooplehead.
Getting themselves into trouble. Yes, a Hooplehead. Getting themselves into trouble playing Pokemon Go. It makes me wonder how far and wide does information get to people. I mean, like, for instance, here on the Joe and Anthony show, we always are giving you stories and anecdotes and things to, like, help you avoid from letting your ego take control. In other words, be warned. Now, are these people, you know, are they risk adverse, Anthony, about where they what they're doing with their phone in this game?
You know, I really, you know, that's a good question. Or are they just getting so into it that they've just totally lost touch with reality, that reality
so
is out
there. Spatial, maybe they actually did lose their spatial senses.
That could be.
Like all of their, you know.
Someone stole their spatial senses.
Oi.
Oi.
Story.
Oi vey.
A 62-year-old man had to be rescued after he became stuck in waist-deep mud while playing Pokemon Go at night in the woods behind his upstate New York home, authorities said.
Wait, a 62-year-old man.
Yes.
All right, keep going.
So now the story doesn't make mention if the guy had the augmented reality on or just the Pokemon Go maps.
Okay.
Because it would be so fucking hard for me to believe that you would walk and wade into a fucking mud pit. But the man was playing the virtual creature hunting game on his cell phone around 2 a.m.
Well, that's a good way to fall into a mud, go wandering out in the forest at night. Yeah, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you ain't gonna see that mud pit. You're just gonna walk right into it.
He was playing the virtual game and he wandered into thick woods behind his home in Coeymans, just south of Albany. Coeymans. So. Officials said he became trapped in a mud pit up to his waist and couldn't get out. Help!
Well, at least he had a cell phone with him.
And I can't get out.
At least he had a phone with him that he could call 911. See, the irony would be if his phone went dead because he was playing Pokemon Go and he wasn't able to call 911.
That would be a very cruel irony.
That would be a cruel irony.
And we're not, you know, we try not to be cruel here at the Shyappa Studios.
No, we don't like to be cruel. Although I did call that one woman a tunta.
Yes, you did.
And a runt. It rhymes with runt.
And a runt.
So,
but this man's name has not been released, and that's probably a good thing. So probably. You know what? The moral of this story is, you know, you play this game, but just know your surroundings and find something else to do. I'll tell you something. No Man's Sky is a great insomnia chaser. But anyways, on to the next story.
Exploding poop.
Yes. Yay. First, I was fascinated and disgusted with fresh steamy poop. Now I can run in horror as it becomes exploding poop. Imagine if people used poop as weapons instead of guns. We'd be in a stinky place.
Oof. Yeah, totally. I don't know. Well, you know what? I wonder if being blown up by a rocket is probably much more humane than dying of dysentery and cholera.
Exploding dysentery and cholera.
So please, continue to tell us about the poop.
Yes, by Associated Press. This summer has been so hot and dry in upstate New York that the horse poop in Throop is bursting into flames. Yes, that the horse poop in Throop is bursting into flames. The State Department of Environmental Conservation says that one of its enforcement officers responded on July 5th to multiple calls complaining of smell and smoke
Woo-hoo!
Coming from a burning pile of horse manure at a property in the town of Throop, which is in the Finger Lakes region, which is where we get some of our wines at one of the restaurants.
Oh, really? Finger Lakes, New York. Well, now your wine is going to taste like exploding poop.
No, the officer learned that the owners of a horse stable had been storing the manure in large piles that frequently spontaneously combusted in the excessive heat and dry conditions.
Wow.
DE officials shifting the prevailing winds caused it to happen.
Wow.
It took three local fire departments 2 hours to douse the burning horse poop.
Wow.
Ew.
It's like a compost heap. Gross. Compost heaps can kind of explode into flames on their own sometimes too, you know. So compost heaps can be dangerous. So do we want to go to the next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's see if we can make this one work. You got a minute and 45 seconds.
So people are still plugging in USB sticks scattered around parking lots. A new study has confirmed. Do you do that, Anthony? Do you get parking? Do you go to parking lots to scavenge for USB sticks?
No, but I'd probably find a lot. I should.
Right. So this time, the researchers hail from the University of Illinois. They decided to test what they call the anecdotal belief that people pick these things up and plug them in. So they dropped 297 drives on the school's Urbana-Champaign campus last year.
Wow.
Sure enough, they found that if there were real malware on these drives, it would have been successful in infecting those users who plugged them in.
Blinky, blinky, clinky, clinky.
Yes. Pluggy, pluggy.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So multiple security researchers have already determined that people do this, of course. But one of these recent experiments... they put like 200 unbranded rig drives, and Chicago is one of the cities, and nearly one in out of five users who plugged in the drives proceeded to engage in severely potentially risky behaviors.
Wow.
Opening text files, clicking on unfamiliar web links, clicky clicky, or sending messages listed to an email address. So
that was done by CompTIA. Wow, that's interesting. They do the IT certifications.
You know, just don't do that, folks. It's crazy to pick up shit that's on the floor.
No.
And there you have it. Back to you, Anthony.
Wow. 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 I'm going to keep saying that until I find a spot in the script. Okay. Wow. Thanks, Joe. Who knew people would pick up a USB stick and plug it into their computer? Of course, I know. People will click on just about anything on their goddamn computer. Yeah. Anyway,
exactly.
Do you all want to be part of this unique on-air experience? Because we actually haven't given you the phone number yet in this past half hour. Can you believe it? You can give us a call at 813-327-8566 to join our internationally streaming podcasted experience. That is unique. Visit shyampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back.
Is it unique?
Unique with a Q-U-E on air. Air with an E.
With a plus one in front of the number if you're calling in the language not ours.
If you're calling in the language not ours. You mean international dialing?
Yes.
Believe it or not, people outside of the United States actually know how to do international dialing. We're the ones that just don't know how to do it. So they'll know how to reach the U.S.
We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Anyway, folks, hang tight. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. We got to take care of some business. And I got to load the cart.
Listen,
here's the card.
We're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
In the past, you saw a big Ford 4x4 pickup carry a Chevy pickup up this monster mountain of boulders. But now we're going to top ourselves by carrying a Chevy and towing a Dodge pickup up the same mountain. Because this year, Ford has the most powerful lineup of V8 engines, gas and diesel, of any pickup. And only Ford has independent front suspension for ground-grabbing traction. No wonder they're America's best-selling full-size pickups. The best-built American trucks are built for tough.
Set your course. There's a world out there just waiting in the sky and on the sea.
Baby,
it's pride in history.
Baby,
seeing all there is to see. Knowing that you're helping to keep us strong and free.
It's not just a job, it's adventure.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National VJ Day, Victory Over Japan Day. Unofficial observation. National Relaxation Day. National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. One of the most important reasons you bitches should be thankful you have a National Relaxation Day is because of National VJ Day. But let's never forget that lemon meringue pie is delicious. And you can find pancakes in that flavor variety and much more over at the Orange Brunch Restaurant in Chicago, with two locations, one in Roscoe Village at 2011 West Roscoe Street and in Lincoln Park at 2413 North Clark Street. Check them out at www.orangerestaurantchicago.com. Anyway, go grab your bongs, bitches, and let's get started with Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Wow, Betty.
Wow.
Didn't know you started doing commercials.
She's a whore. She'll do anything for money. That's our Betty. She'll do anything for money.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what is it with international dialing? Like, I never call anybody international. There's no reason for me to call international.
Well, you dial the country code, and the U.S.'s country code is 01. So, like, God, I can't remember. I haven't had to make an international call in such a long time. But, like, for example,
if you're in London.
If London, I think, is 22.
And you want to call the studio.
They would dial 01-813-327-8566. But different countries, different countries do it differently. Sometimes they have to dial 00. Sometimes you have to dial 001. And then 1-813. It all varies. But each country is, you know, pretty specific on how they do things. But generally, our country code is 1. 01, actually. So, like, if we were to call, I believe, London, which may or may not be 22. For some reason, I'm thinking it's 22. We would dial 022 and then the phone number, and that would allow us to make an international phone call. Yeah. Hmm. We wouldn't dial 122 because, one, when you call a local number, when you call long distance in the States, technically you are already utilizing international dialing without the zero.
Interesting. Without even noticing
it. Without even realizing it. But most people in the States don't usually call home. Those that do know how to dial, but we're not international. Unless you're international. Nope. But we're local.
Unless you're listening to us internationally, but you can also reach us via email and
yes. If all of this dialing confuses you and you can't stomach or figure out how you push your fingers on the buttons. Just give us an email at you can email me.
Play us
at Cheyampa.info. Then you can just visit our website at Cheyampa.info, www.Cheyampa.info. And with that, we're gonna take it off.
You got some interesting news.
Florida news. I always have interesting news. Let me load my news. I got the card before I got the copy up. All right.
I almost had a different title for our show because of your first story.
Really? That's too funny.
Yeah.
That's kind of hilarious. So,
but then your thing happened. And
then happened. Then the car broke down. Car 54 broke down. all right. So our first crazy Florida news comes from WFTV Channel 9 ABC News out of Orlando and tells us of yet another tale of Florida criminals that aren't very good at staying anonymous. A robbery was reported at about 4 a.m. last Tuesday at a Volusia County Kangaroo Express. According to deputies, two men with guns approached the store clerk and demanded money. Luckily, the robbery was captured on video and witnessed by a customer in the parking lot. The criminals said, quote, "You know what I want," and he handed the clerk a bag. The clerk filled the backpack with money, cigarettes, and cigars, according to deputies.
No condoms?
No condoms, just money, cigarettes, and cigars. I have a feeling if you're robbing a grocery store at gunpoint, you're not that concerned about birth control. Or disease prevention. Using surveillance video that showed a distinct backpack embroidered with an Angry Birds character, investigators were able to locate Lewis, 18, who was carrying a backpack with a handgun exactly like the one used in the Kangaroo Express robbery about half a mile from the store.
Go figure.
How about that? A hand embroidered Angry Bird's backpack shows up less than a mile from the store. Yeah. Lewis admitted to being involved in the robbery and was arrested. The second suspect, Devin, 20, was located and arrested later in that day, according to deputies.
He's going to be an Angry Bird in prison.
Yeah, right. Lewis was charged with armed robbery and violation of probation, and Devin was charged with armed robbery and petite theft. Petite theft. Yeah, and actually, I thought it was a mistype. Believe it or not, when I first looked at the news story, I'm like, oh no, that's petty, not petite. And I read it, and there actually is a statute in Florida that is called petite theft. It's like theft.
Is that because it's such small?
Yeah, it's like amount? Theft. It's like theft under $100 or $300, something like
okay.
that.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. So that's petite theft. The cash and merchandise stolen during the robbery was recovered by the deputies.
You know, this next story saddens me.
It saddens you, yes, because it obviously is something that affects your industry as a whole because, you know,
yes.
Although you don't necessarily do delivery orders, and I can imagine...
We don't. We do pickups.
I can imagine this can be an... Well, yeah, it can be an issue with pickups. Now, do you allow pickups in cash, or do they have to pay first with credit card?
No, they can do cash or credit card.
Okay. So, for free food, Orange, Chicago. Just kidding. Anywho. Our next story comes from TC Palm, which is part of the USA Today network. Involves a man, a telephone, and a whole hell of a lot of crazy. Mm-hmm. This past June, the Sebastian, Florida police began investigating phone calls Randy, 49, made to TJ's Pizza, Danny's Pizza, and several other pizza delivery places in the city, Indian River County, and Mico.
Mico.
I guess that's another town or county. I'm not exactly sure, but it can be whatever you want it to be. In a 3-week period, police say Randy made orders and refused to pay for them, directed delivery people to fake or vacant addresses, and made calls to businesses just to tell them that their pizza was gross. Of course, you know, maybe Randy is a pizza aficionado.
Snob.
I can't really see that from the picture.
He looks like a pizza eater.
He does look like a pizza eater, but he doesn't look like he's the type to be very picky about what kind of pizza he eats. Just saying.
Yeah, he's kind of got that old hipster look going on.
Something. Yeah, he's got something going on. All right. So anyway. Okay, so Randy had used 5 different telephone numbers between May 30th and June 18th to make the calls. He sometimes used a false name. Other times, he just refused to leave his name. The businesses said that they lost at least $667, such a specific amount, because of food they cooked that wasn't paid for.
Yep.
Randy was taken into custody on August 1st and was charged with 4 counts of harassing phone calls, 2 counts of first-degree petty theft, and 1 count of second-degree petty theft. See, so there's petty theft, and we had petite theft earlier. Randy posted $5,500 bail at the Indian River County Jail, but as a condition of Randy's bail, the judge ordered that Randy couldn't call the eateries anymore. No more pizza for you.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
So can you use Grubhub?
I don't know. Or
is
probably not.
Considered calling.
Probably considered calling still. Yeah, right. Tell me about it. Oh, wow. Huh. Okay, so, all right, we're cutting into the end here, but we should be pretty quick here. All right, so anyway, we're just running late, I guess. Randy has a history of being a pain in the ass. He was convicted of making harassed phone calls 8 years ago when he lived in Vero Beach. And he had also made repeated calls this past June to Sebastian Police, Sebastian City Hall, and the State Department of Health with complaints about restaurants, according to police. Police are continuing their investigation. Yep, police are continuing their investigation into Randy's shenanigans. Exactly. All right, so here we have our final one. Wait, here we go. I need to do this. Okay. Okay, so our final story of the night comes from our favorite publication, the Florida Sun Sentinel, and tells us a tale of the happiest place on earth that just isn't so happy. I know, right? Kevin, 42, of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, was entering the theme park about 8 a.m. when a Disney security officer randomly selected him to walk through a metal detector, according to the incident report. Oh. They probably looked at him and said, this dude looks fucking crazy. We got to scan him. Because you know that's what happened. Kevin had reportedly said that he was a law enforcement officer from Arkansas and had a firearm in his front pocket. The security officer asked Kevin for verification, so he provided credentials identifying himself as a patrolman for the city of Sherwood, Arkansas. A deputy sheriff called the Sherwood Police Department and was told that Kevin had not been employed by the Sherwood Police Department for several years and should not have the SPD credentials in his possession.
Kevin, go figure.
Right? Kevin worked as an officer for the Arkansas Police Department 9 years, but he was fired in 2013 for dishonesty and untruthfulness. Surprise! Kevin was escorted to another area where his weapon was then secured. Along with his firearm, deputies found 7 rounds of 25 caliber ball ammunition and one 25 caliber magazine, the report states. Kevin was warned not to return to Disney World and was arrested. He was booked into the Orange County Jail on charges of carrying a concealed firearm, impersonating a law officer, and they are both felony crimes. Kevin has since posted bail and has been released. His next court date has not been scheduled. And that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? You're a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyampa.info to find out how. Hold on to your devices and grab your balls, bitches. Because those two idiots are going to start blabbering on now about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Plethora, folks.
We're running a little late, but that's okay.
That's fine.
We've got, 12 minutes?
Yeah, we got about 8 minutes until the show wrap starts.
Yeah.
So we're good.
So I found something a little lighter to talk about. And, you know, it's in the realm of social media and texting and all those electronic ways to communicate. But apparently, well, this story is about yes. Roger,
yay!
You're in this too.
We know Roger.
This is why ending your text to Betty with a period could make you a bad texter.
Yeah, so tell us about being a bad texter.
This is New York Mag. Yes, linguistics explains why ending a text with a period makes you seem like a monster.
Oh my God.
Most people with two thumbs and a heart, right, know that there's a right way to end a text and then there's a wrong way.
That's what happens when you end a text the wrong way. Joe chokes a little bit.
I get sad. Anyways, so they noticed that between a text that ends in a period, you know, then it might just be a case of the wrong place at the wrong time. It rankles because it doesn't fit the context. So once again, it's all about the context.
Really?
You know, but how, yeah.
I'm looking at some of my text messages to see.
You know, when I'm talking with my employees of my, daytime job, I tend to be, depending on the situation, things do end with a period because it's finality. Some things don't end with a period, which means that's okay. You know, that's cool. Thanks for letting me know.
True.
And so it's an unconscious thing. It is unconscious, I think, that we do this. And it's important to note these things. We're changing in our ways of communicating. It doesn't look like that when you look at shit like Milwaukee, but...
I know, right? That Milwaukee thing still comes up. I saw it was on the news tonight when I was at the auto shop. They had it. They have a little waiting room with a TV, and they were showing it.
Right.
The guy was walking out with me to the lot to see the car. He saw it on the TV, and he's like, "Where the hell's that at?" And I said, "That's in Milwaukee, I think." He's like, "Really?" He's like, "That shit's just ridiculous. You don't see that shit down here." And I'm like, which he does have a point. In Florida, at least. I mean, in the South in general, you don't see it, but definitely not as much in Florida. I think Florida is such an integrated state that you really can't. You know what I mean? It's very diverse here as it is, so it's kind of like you kind of all learn to live with each other here.
Well, and, you know, it would have to be somebody pretty dumb or pretty mentally something that says, okay, I want to cause all this commotion and create panic. And you know what the other thing is? I think to an extent they get stamped out because, number one, maybe there's not a place for this person to live or kind of operate. And two, it's too damn hot. It's like, fuck
it. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Heat is the best time for riots. When it's hot out, that's the best time to riot. That's when most riots happen. You don't see riots happen in the middle of fucking January or February up there.
No,
they happen in the middle of summer when it's fucking hot out.
No, and right now the temperatures too, though, are pretty nice. So that also creates people, you know, an opportunity for people to come out and be stupid. And it turns out it's a lot of young kids. And a lot of it gets published on social media.
Yeah.
And so a lot of exclamation points, I'm sure, are getting used.
Yep.
To say, hey, let's come out and riot. Let's just create pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium and chaos. You know, the thing that I wanted to mention about this particular incident is the fact that while that was going on, market days and all kinds of shit was going on in the city's north side. And let me tell you, the scanners were hopping last night. It was just a plethora of weird. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could even get carjacked and not have any police assistance whatsoever.
Nope.
I mean, seriously, that's kind of where that all went down to, you know, it's just kind of, wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, so what do you think about the whole texting thing? Is it just like, okay,
that's what's wrong with the world today. We have people ending in periods, and that's why we have so much violent and civil unrest, is because people are ending their text messages with periods.
Well, I think I need to access the database for that.
Yeah, I do too.
And you know what, folks, if you've got your own opinion and your own thoughts about this,
you
want to tell 3 minutes. About the emojis you use, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. And, you know, I have to say, I do want to take some time out. And I know I'm kind of skipping around here between my discussion points, but I wanted to get all this stuff in. I really wanted to say thank you to the Radio for All Project, the A1 Infos people, the people over at archive.info, and Kevin McLeod. The Illinois World Labor Hour. Well,
hold on. Hold the reins there, Scapey. Hold the reins. We got 2.5 minutes till we get there. Don't rush the script. Check your time. Check your time. All right, because we can run that plug in the end part there. So let's do.
I wanted to get some things in before we. All right,
I should move that to a different spot here. I think this is distracting. This is very distracting. Please continue on with your
last discussion point. Yes, Amazon people and warehouse work. So here's the thing, you know, there's no more manufacturing jobs. So what could you get as a job these days? If I was to say move down to Florida full time, what kind of job could I get?
You'd probably get something in the service industry.
Something in the service industry.
Something in the service industry.
Here comes along Amazon, though.
Yeah.
And they're a service industry company. They service a lot of things. They deliver things.
They are now, yes.
They're a central clearinghouse for various goods and items. And who buys these items? Well, you and I buy these items, but more specifically, probably more expensive people buy a lot of these items.
Expensive people items.
What's happening? is there's space in Will County that's willing to support the growing e-commerce operation in the region, which includes Chicago. But finding employees to staff the vast facilities may be a lot more challenging. The e-commerce juggernaut said Tuesday it will hire hundreds and hundreds of people to ship goods out of a massive warehouse, at least in Romeoville. The company also plans a distribution center in Joliet, a property where the company expects to employ 2,000 people. So I guess that could be a good thing, but I'm not sure if I, you know, if I, that's a lot of energy intensive things carrying around these packages. Some of them may be very light, but you're on your feet, you're walking around a lot, you're probably needing quite a good, a lot of precision.
Well, and you know, they do the, you know, they also do the work from home customer service thing too.
That too, which, so, you know, you get an opportunity to do that. But, you know, that's the thing. Jobs are becoming warehouse and no more manufacturing, no more using our skills, to be honest.
Exactly.
Because Amazon's already got it's got its logistics figured out. It knows how to ship things. It knows, it just needs the people to do it.
Yep, exactly. And with that, we'd like to say, hey, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight or listening in on your favorite device if you're listening to us on a recast. Don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central in the morning. And then on your drive home, tune into Traffic with Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio.
Hi, folks. Grab a glass of wine and then grab your favorite device and be sure to tune in to Weekend with Joe, my very own variety show running every Saturday and Sunday afternoon starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central.
We at Cheyampa Radio encourage you to support the A-Info's radio project at www.radioforall.net. We found Toppers with Gil, the World Labor Hour from WEFT, all from radioforall.net.
Then go check out www.archive.org for another plethora of good stuff with audio, video, and more.
And we'd like to take some time to recognize some of the programs that we carry. We have World Labor Hour from WEFT on Champaign-Urbana on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Central.
Kevin McLeod from Incompetech.com, which is all of our delicious background music.
We have SCA-TV, Boston Free Radio from Somerville, Massachusetts, which carries Toppers.
And we have our favorite, The Final Straw, WSFM out of Asheville, North Carolina.
Yep, WGCS out of New London brings us Radio Thrift Shop.
And Out Far Press, the shortwave radio report with Dan Roberts. Yep. We also program headphone meditations in the Grok Science Show from the awesome website, which again is www.archive.org. So much great programming that you won't find on mainstream media.
I can't leave the show without saying please, please, please visit our website at www.chiampa.info. That's www.chiampa.info for our complete programming schedule.
We'll have to play time later.
I think we're doing pretty good on time.
Dating app surge later.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We'll put that up at the top for next script next week.
Yes.
Next week we'll talk about the dating app certain whatever. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, and as usual, I forgot to load the cart for This Way Out. Tends to be a common thing lately. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, don't let your shit get too hot or we'll explode. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out.
Good night with an E.
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 This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.